What we will begin with is just basically looking at the fact we've got to be reasonable. There's no perfect security that's expected of any of us. The FTC has said that repeatedly when they started trying to define this standard. And so we just need to make sure that what we're doing is common sense and reasonable. And so let's begin at the federal level, because the federal regulators are really the grandparents of the standard and began evolving this through the Department of Defense, various other intelligence agencies many years ago, a lot longer than 11. And we can look at how even this year, or last year, excuse me, a little over a year ago, it's the second time that a sitting president got involved in helping to mitigate the risk of cybersecurity. As we all know, about a year ago, the Colonial Pipeline ransomware attack occurred, not only shutting down the operations of Colonial Pipeline, but disrupting the economy all throughout the United States. So it's only natural that a sitting president would become involved, and what he did was issue an executive order, number one. But the second thing he did was unprecedented, and that's not a pun intended. What he did was he issued a memo to private and public sector business leaders across the United States stating, these are the best practices we need to implement in your business back home to prevent a ransomware attack. And so I look at this not only to share with you a place to start, a place to look. The executive order is 14028. I did not attach it, but you can Google it and look and see what it says. But what I think of also, not just for our educational benefit, but I think of a plaintiff's lawyer, you know, in a class action lawsuit, like some of our clients are facing today. And in a deposition, going through questions for the chief information security officer, the general counsel, the board chair, you name it, you had a memo that was issued 2 years ago, and it set forth a blueprint of reasonable steps you could take to prevent what just happened. Why didn't you follow this? And like your president, Joe Biden, issued it to you as a resource, and you didn't do any of this? Did you even talk to your CISO, your CFO, to see what was in the budget, to see what your program looked like? So, I mean, these are very real. It's getting very real as far as what we need to be doing and what is out there and what is practical. And I want to preface it with that. I'll say reasonable, I'll say practical probably 100 times today, because what I really want you all to be take away is that this is not a boil the ocean project when you go back home or when your client wants this kind of program to be built. So rather than read all of them to you, I just want to bring them to your attention. But these steps that are recommended in the memo, of course, came from advisors who actually know, you know, what are some of the very reasonable steps that need to be taken that really don't even cost a lot, like updating and patching systems promptly. We're going to talk about the Equifax settlement at the end, just to go through what the only regulator has said about what they believe to be a reasonable program sets forth. And you'll be maybe surprised to learn that a company that had almost 200 million Social Security numbers didn't even patch properly when they were given an alert. And so these are very economical steps that are recommended. So keep them in mind, and you can review them in detail when you get back home. I'm going to focus a little bit on the FTC, mainly because the FTC is right now the federal regulator for everything privacy and cybersecurity, whether they want it to be that way or not. As soon as I started working at Michael Best in 2018, the commission got three new members, and one of them was a gentleman by the name of Joshua Spence, and he used to be Senator Cornyn's legal counsel for the Senate Judiciary Committee, and I had the privilege of meeting him in that role when I became Chief Privacy Officer, only because of the connection to Senator Cornyn when he was the former Attorney General. I was his ethics officer and employment law advisor at that time. So I kept in touch with him and got to know Noah and got a meeting with him and another commissioner of the FTC. And it was so interesting because in 2018 even, he was saying, how do we measure damages? Like, what is a fair penalty when a company doesn't adopt, you know, one of these controls, or they fail to properly monitor their controls? How do we do this? And that was just 4 years ago. But now, the FTC has gotten four Democratic commissioners. And if the